You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Dribble the ball and kick the ball to score a goal.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
To score a goal.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill, home of possibly the best jingle that has ever existed on podcasts. I don't know about you, but I do two of these podcasts and I've been singing that all week. It's either ridiculously catchy or massively annoying. I'll leave you to decide which. We are going to look ahead to the best of League One and League Two, we being myself, Alex Dunn, and on the line is Jack Critchley from the72.co.uk. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon to you. Yeah, I think that's a bit of a chart buster, if you ask me.
It's one of those things that you hear it and you just find yourself walking around the office just going, kick the ball and score a goal and kick the ball. And it's
yeah, perhaps it could be a motivational track for players who are underperforming.
Perhaps. We'll look to expand with that for later on in the season. We'll look back just briefly at last week. Firstly, mentioned this already on the Championship podcast, which I recorded this morning with Pete Farries. A winning treble of naps for the three of us. You
Great
had
start.
Cambridge, he had Hull minus one, I had Sheffield Wednesday. If we can do that every week, then we'll have some happy listeners.
Absolutely. And if we also start backing it, we'll be rich men.
Yeah, that would be nice as well. Looking back then quickly at League One and League Two, any standouts for you, Jack, from the two respective divisions? We've not got a great deal to go off, but there were some very interesting games first up, weren't there?
Yes, there was. I mean, it's always difficult to predict anything on the opening day of the season, unless you have inside information and have been with your binoculars at training camps around Portugal and Spain to watch the players pre-season. But we did pretty well to get the treble. And in sort of League Two, Cambridge did oblige. Oxford were held as, for a draw, unfortunately. But I was most impressed, I think, in League One by Coventry, who won 2-0. Most people, including myself, actually were expecting Wigan to get off to a winning start with the money they spent and the players they recruited. But two goals from Adam Armstrong were enough. I know they've got Rader Johnson at the back, and they're a pretty solid defence with him there. It's just whether he can get a run of games throughout the season. There's no doubt, is there, that Tony Mowbray is a very astute manager and will do a good job there and really steady the ship, because at one point they did look like they were heading for League Two last season. So that was probably my standout performance in League One. And then again in League Two, I think a team that will prove a lot of people wrong this season are Accrington, who held Luton to a 1-1 draw at home and only conceded in the 92nd minute. And I don't know if you've seen the goal, but it went in off his backside, I believe. So incredibly unlucky. And then 2-2 in the cup with Hull after extra time. I think Accrington will definitely surprise a few this season. Portsmouth, by the way, as well. Honourable mention to them. Looks very classy in their 3-0 win against the Daggers.
And also went on to beat Derby in midweek.
They did.
A very good week for Portsmouth fans.
Absolutely.
Right, we'll start then in League One with Scunthorpe against Crewe this week.
Yes.
All of the games are Saturday, 3 o'clock, as per. Scunthorpe against Crewe. Scunthorpe 13-20, they're priced up at. It's a little bit short, maybe. The draw 11-4, Crewe are 18-5. I say it's a little bit short, but Crewe had the fewest shots on the opening day, only four in their 0-0 draw with Port Vale. They're going to have to step that up, if you like, if they're going to get anything here, but not an easy place to go, and Scunthorpe will be hopeful of landing the spoils, whatever price they are.
Absolutely, and the other factors taken about Crewe was not only did they have minimal shots at the weekend, they also played in midweek a day later than Scunthorpe. They played on Wednesday night. They lost at home 3-1 to Preston. So, I mean, you can sort of pre-season, the extra day may be beneficial for the home side. But I thought Scunthorpe were unlucky. They lost to Burton. They had their keeper sent off. There's nothing unlucky about that, by the way. That was probably borderline GBH.
But that was ridiculous, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, how you can get that wound up by something, I'll never know as a placid individual. But He certainly saw red in both senses of the phrase. Mm. I think that Scunthorpe's got the basis of a solid side. I think they've signed well, and with Mark Robbins, they'll be good this season. And they just sort of were victims of the Burton bandwagon, if you like, that rolls on and on and on. I believe Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink's only lost three competitive games as a manager, is the impressive stat. So Scunthorpe, I feel, will make amends here, their first home game of the season, probably backed by a huge crowd. I would take Scunthorpe to win. I would say also, he got rolling in midweek in the 1-1 draw before extra time in the Cup. But Paddy Madden as well has scored his first goal of the season. And for those who've backed him anti-post, they'll be hoping for a lot more. He's 21-20 to score extra any time. And 4-1 if you fancy him for the first goal. I think he could be an option. So I quite fancy, I'm just trying to see if we can get a Scunthorpe to score and Paddy Madden, Scunthorpe to win and Paddy Madden to score price at the moment. But I certainly like Scunthorpe to win. If you feel that price is a bit short, by the way, Scunthorpe on the double result is 8-5.
Okay, so there is value to be found. There always is. I mean, Scunthorpe 30-20, I think if you're having an accumulator, it should be okay. But like you said, double result is 8-5. Scunthorpe minus a goal on the handicaps is 7-4.
If you worry about Crewe's paltry amount of shots, both teams to score, by the way, no, is even money, which I think is pretty decent.
Mm. Yeah, that's not bad at all, actually.
Yeah.
You get Scunthorpe to win and over or under 2.5 goals, 29-20 for Scunthorpe and overs, 11-4 for Scunthorpe and unders. I'm just trying to find the win to nil market as well, if you don't think that Crewe can score. And my computer's just playing up a little. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Here we go. 7-4 for Scunthorpe to win to nil. Which, again, isn't a bad price. And it's a fair enhancement on the 30-20 available.
Yeah. I think that's good. I do worry about Crewe this season. They've been hovering above the trapdoor for a few seasons now. And every single season there is something or someone that seems to save them. But I think that there are a number of teams this year, particularly the four that have come up, look a little bit stronger, certainly, than before we went down. So I would fear for Crewe this season, and I don't think they'll get anything at Cranford Park.
Okay, so best bet in the game?
I would say let's go for Scunthorpe to win to nil.
Okay, Scunthorpe to nil then.
I think that's a good price.
Yeah, that's 7-4. Paddy Madden, the one to look out for. Obviously, you flagged him up last week, didn't you, in the overall betting, the outright betting for the top goal scorer, so he's one to look out for in a Scunthorpe win as well. The next game is Barnsley against Burton. We touched on Burton just there. As a side who've done very, very well under Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink, the bandwagon that just keeps rolling on. But Barnsley are a very, very good side. And I think some people will be surprised at the price that they are here. They're 23-20. The draw's 11-5 and Burton are also 11-5. Should be a fantastic game, Jack. It's also the first league meeting between the two sides. Who do you think?
I love it when two sides meet for the first time.
You've got all back form to go on.
Oh, absolutely. I found out the other day that Morecambe and Walsall will be meeting for the first time in the JPT. How exciting.
Look at that.
I very rarely opt for the draw. But in this instance, I'm going to make an exception, and I fancy the draw at 11-5.
Okay.
I think Barnsley got off to a poor start at the weekend. I did fancy them to win, but they weren't able to oblige against Chesterfield. Burton, as we've mentioned, they don't seem to know how to lose. They're on a bit of a streak. They're obviously a tight-knit squad backed by a very, very astute chairman, and Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink has taken to English Football League management like a duck to water. So I think that neither side will give here, and I think it will be a draw. The price 11-5 isn't too bad. I just can't see either side surrendering too easily, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see it finish 1-1, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Both sides do have goal scorers in their ranks, so I wouldn't put you off the draw and both teams to score at 16-5 either, if you fancy a big price.
Okay, 16-5 for the draw and both teams to score. I will just say, I think I mentioned it, but it's the first league meeting between the two sides. Can't remember if I threw the word league in there, because of course they did meet in the first round of the FA Cup last year, and Barnsley won out 5-0 in that one. So it is the first league meeting, I'll just clarify.
Yeah.
But you're going to go for the draw here, 16-5. You mentioned the 1-1 draw, 6-1 if you fancy just a single on the correct score. Any goal scorers to look out for in this one, Jack?
I'm just having a look. just noticing, it's just catching my eye. Barnsley have a player called Mike Phoenix, which is an excellent name. But I'm not tipping him because I don't know anything about it. I would say, as an anytime goal scorer, I would back Conor Hourihane at 19-10. He's a classy midfielder that we signed a while back from Plymouth. He's also a penalty taker and a free kick taker, so it's always good to have them on your side if you're backing goal scorers. And it could be the sort of game where it is one or possibly two set pieces that make the difference in the game, because I think it'll be tight. So I would take him as any time goal scorer.
Okay. The favourite on the Burton side of things to score at any time is Stuart Bevan. He's 19-10. And he scored on the final day of last season and the opening day of this season, but he hasn't scored in three consecutive games since April 2012 when he played for Wickham. If you think that he can do so, 19-10, the price on offer. Right, we'll move to the final game in League One, which is Port Vale against Gillingham. Port Vale are 23-20, the draw is 23-10, and the away side are 21-10. Gillingham with an incredible game in midweek at Plymouth, where it looked like they'd thrown it away, only for them to hit two very, very late goals to make that journey worthwhile. Port Vale, interestingly, scored in the 90th minute of both fixtures against Gillingham last season, get an equaliser away and a winner at home. Another interesting game this, Jack. Who's going to win?
Yeah, I wanted to save my thoughts on Gillingham when you asked about standout performances from last week, because they were really the story, I think, beating Sheffield United on 4-0 on the opening day. Most people, I won't go as far as saying lazy journalists, but most people who perhaps haven't had a proper look at League One and the history will always tip Sheffield United to go up just because of the size of the club and probably often the club they know most about. But Gillingham well and truly thumped them. They were a resounding victory for Justin Edinburgh's side. And I fancy them to make it 2-2 and 3-3 in all competitions here by beating Port Vale. First away win tip of this week's podcast. 21-10 on offer if you fancy Gillingham to win. At the moment, they look pretty unstoppable and they have a really, I would say, promising prospect in midfield called Bradley Dack, who scored actually a pretty good goal at the weekend, if you've seen that. And also, I think he notched in midweek as well in the comeback against Plymouth. But Gillingham 21-20, and I think that's a decent price. I think Port Vale, who were unable to score against Crewe, and let's face it, most teams tend to score against Crewe, they weren't able to. I think they Port Vale will be fine. They've got enough players. They've signed well enough to stay up, but I think they'll be fairly intermittent throughout the season. They'll probably play in sort of streaks, and I would say that they haven't got enough here to beat Gillingham, even though it is on the road for the Gills. I fancy them to win, and for a goal scorer tip, I am going to have a look at, Bradley Dack, I've already mentioned, if you fancy him any time, it's 5-2. We don't know if Cody McDonald's back from injury yet or not, so let's not tip him. But Luke Norris, anytime 2-1, maybe where you want to go. Interestingly, it was defenders that tended to get the goals, and John Egan is always handy from a corner. He's 6-1 anytime to score. The former Sunderland man is pretty good. I mean, he's no Aidan Flint from last year, who got 15 goals from centre half, but he does pop up with a few goals. And Let's put our neck on the line and say John Egan, anytime goal scorer, 6-1.
Okay, good. We do like a goal scoring centre back, don't we? So
we do.
It would be nice to see him bag. Right, we'll move to League Two then. First game is Carlisle against Cambridge. Fair old trip for the Cambridge fans there. But they do have a fantastic recent record against Carlisle. Carlisle have lost 5 and won none of their last 8 league meetings with Cambridge. And last year, Cambridge won both fixtures, scoring 6 goals and conceding none. Carlisle do arrive here off the back of a good win in midweek. They beat Chesterfield in the Cup. They did need extra time there, granted, but the momentum is with them. And it's priced up like this. Carlisle are 8-5, the draw is 11-5, and Cambridge are 13-8. Are you going to desert Cambridge here after they did you a good turn last week, Jack?
No, I'm with Cambridge all the way here. Okay. Another away win. I know it's a long trip. I know they probably won't take too many fans, although they do have a good support. But I just think they've got the far superior squad, even on the road. And when you've got a player in form like Barry Corr, who scores countless goals at this level. I feel as though they should get the better of Carlisle, who could only draw 1-1 with Mansfield. Yes, they did play well in midweek, actually, Carlisle, and Jabo Ibera is always good for a goal or two, but I'm with Cambridge here. I think they'll have a little too much. Richard Money admitted this week that he still doesn't really know his best starting 11, which is slightly worrying, but on the flip side of the coin, it means that he's got plenty of players at his disposal to try out, and you never know who he may discover during that period. And I fancy them to win. I know it's not as large a price as I would have liked for an away win, but I'm not leaving Cambridge.
Okay, fair enough. Cambridge hard to get away from then.
Yeah,
in that one
can't escape.
Yeah, fair enough. Next up, Northampton against Exeter. Northampton are 11-10. The draw is 9-4, and Exeter are in the betting at 12-5. They've got a really good record against Exeter, have Northampton. They've won 9 of the last 11 league games against them. They've also got a fantastic record at home recently. They've won 8 of their last 11 home games. That, of course, is going back to last season. But it does bode well. Exeter failed to score in their last 3 meetings with Northampton. Every single stat here appears to be pro-Northampton. They're 11-10, and they won in midweek. What's not to like about them here, Jack?
There's nothing to not like about them. I was pretty annoyed that my team, Blackpool, failed to turn up against them on Tuesday, but they capitalised on several defensive mistakes, and I believe, from what I've read, match reports and listening to people who went to the game, they were by far the better side. And I fancy them to beat Exeter, who did beat Yeovil on the opening day of the season, and are a good side. I do rate Exeter, but on the road at Northampton, who, as you say, have a good, not only a good home record, but also a good record against Exeter at Sixfields, I can't see past Northampton here at 11-10.
Okay.
Score-wise, correct score, perhaps you could take, I think both teams will probably score, so 2-1 is 8-1, which is not too bad. I'm just having a look for the price of the both teams to score at the moment, and then I'll have a look at some goal scorers. We do fancy both teams score is 8-11. We do fancy Exeter score, by the way. Tom Nichols does seem to be in a red hot form at the moment. He might be one to back. He is 13-8 any time. I think the price probably there reflects his current form. For Northampton, Mark Richards hasn't got a goal yet. He'll be probably, I imagine, frustrated that in the opening 2 games he's played 180 minutes of football and he hasn't managed to find the net. But Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who came on loan as the supposed replacement for Ivan Toney, he's 15-8 any time to score, and I would probably side with him.
Okay, so Northampton 11-10 on the outright. It's plenty of goal scorers markets for you to get your teeth stuck into. I actually think Northampton could win this fairly comfortably. I think minus a goal at 3-1 is pretty big, as is the half-time full-time at 12-5. Just when you think they're in really, really good form, they're good at home and Exeter don't travel particularly well.
I like that. I like the minus one. Yeah, I hadn't seen that, but that's a good price, actually.
Yeah.
I really fancy them to win, and I don't want to give anything away, but when you ask me at the end of the podcast who my nap is, I'll be seriously considering Northampton.
Okay, very interesting. And a lovely segue as well, because I think I'm going to play my nap in the final game that we're going to look at, which is York against Hartlepool. York are unbeaten in their last 9 home league meetings with Hartlepool, and they've kept a clean sheet in their last 4. Hartlepool did lose both fixtures against York last season, with all 4 goals they conceded coming in the second half, which could be a bet that, you know, you could play in play maybe, or you can maybe the draw half time, York full time. There's plenty for you to get your teeth stuck into there. But as for this season, York beat Bradford on penalties in the cup in midweek, and a really good game that was as well. Hartlepool travelled to Fleetwood and won. Two sides who, when York got stuffed on the first day of the season against Wickham, they'll be looking to bounce back here. Hartlepool flying pretty high at the minute, and York even money, the draw 11-5, Hartlepool 11-4. Is there some value in the away side here?
I think so, yeah. By the way, I know what your nap is going to be, so I'll resist mentioning him and I'll let you have the glory once we've looked at the other markets. But yeah, Hartlepool, as you say, are flying, and under Ronnie Moore, that incredible turnaround last year, one of the stories of the season in which they it's another great escape. We see at least one every season from a team, but when they look dead and buried by New Year, that was pretty decent. And They've signed relatively well. Ronnie Moore has obviously got a well sort of drilled, galvanised camp. And I fancy Hart here against York, who did have to go to extra time against Bradford and did beat them on penalties. But I don't think there's much confidence flowing at the moment at Bootham Crescent. And I would fancy Hartlepool here at 11-4. They have a couple of goal scorers, which is important, particularly at this level. But they've also got young lads who are from the area and know what it means for the club. And they've signed a few players from non-league as well. Carl Magnay was from Grimsby. And then they've got people like Matthew Bates, who, if it wasn't for injuries, could possibly still be playing at Middlesbrough. So, you know, they're not a bad side. And people probably are writing them off as a result of how badly they started last season. But they're much better this time around. And I fancy them to beat York, who are, I would say, probably one of the more uninspiring sides, if that's not too harsh, in League Two. I think they'll be probably comfortably 16th, 17th, maybe. They have some decent players. Luke Summerfield is a decent midfielder, and Michael Coulson's good. But up front, I feel they're a little light with only Verdane Oliver and Jake Hyde as the two main target men. I feel as though Hartlepool will win here. I think it'll be narrow, but I feel they will win. If you don't feel confident taking that price, by the way, 7-4, Hartlepool draw no bet could be a decent option.
Yeah, certainly gives you a bit of insurance, doesn't it? So
yeah,
not a bad thing. And if you are having an accumulator of sort of shorter priced ones, Hartlepool plus a goal, so Hartlepool with the draw is 8-11, which I don't think is dreadful either. So basically backing York not to win. Couple of goal scorers that are interesting here. I know you touched on York there. Reece Thompson is a player who they've just signed. He was on trial, and I was actually there as a Newcastle fan. I was there at Bootham Crescent when he waltzed past the defence and stuck one in the top corner. That prompted them to sign him, and he's looked lively. He's 2-1 to score any time. Not a tip as such, but one to keep an eye on this season because he has been touted for better things. I think York think that they've got a fairly good player there. He was on trial for, I think he was at Frickley last year and scored a lot of goals in non-league, so he's one to keep an eye on. And the one that I really like, who I'm going to end up napping, I think, is Billy Painter to score any time for Hartlepool. I tipped him up last week to be the top scorer in League 2 at 100-1, and he duly obliged. He scored again in midweek, and he seems to be forming a decent partnership with Rakesh Bingham up front as well. I think 23-10 is a really fair price about him, to be honest. He's a striker in form, he's got proven class, and I'm struggling to see why he's quite that price, to be honest, Jack.
I think the partnership of Bingham and Painter is very promising, actually, and I think that's one of the reasons why I would want to back Hartlepool. I think throughout the season, you know, if Hartlepool are particularly at home to an opposition who will be around about the same point in the table as them, I'm thinking your Dagenham, your Morecambe, your Newport, those sort of clubs, I would always back Hartlepool because I think they've got goals in them, which a lot of the teams down there don't, and that's the reason for their current position. Reece Thompson, by the way, 16 in 32 for Frickley in the Northern Premier League last season. I'm just looking at him. That's a decent bet. I must admit, before you flagged him up, I didn't know a lot about it.
Yeah, I mean, 2-1, it is what it is. It might be one to look at later on in the season, or maybe when they're away from home, when they're, you know, perceived outsiders, because the 2-1, it's okay value. But at a slightly bigger price, I think Billy Painter's a better bet in this game.
Yeah, proven goal scorer.
Yeah, absolutely. I will actually be there again at Bootham Crescent this weekend. I'll be in the Hartlepool end, though, admittedly. But hoping that Billy Painter can notch for me while I'm there. So plenty of good stuff to look forward to in League 1 and League 2. We'll move on to the naps then, Jack. As I said, very good week last week. Already spoken to Pete Farries. He has gone nap about Charlton. He's gone Charlton plus a goal away at Derby. So
okay.
That is 7-5. Derby are hot favourites for that one, but we're hoping that Charlton can perform a bit of an upset. They don't need to. A draw would suffice for that bet to land. So Charlton plus a goal at 7-5. I've already nailed my colours firmly to the mast with Billy Painter anytime at 23-10 in York against Hartlepool. What's it going to be for you, Jack?
I can't see past Northampton. I've tried. I just can't see past them. I think they'll beat Exeter, and I think, like you say, it'll be probably 2 or 3-0 possibly, or maybe Exeter will get on the score sheet. But I think Northampton are a surefire bet at home, and I'll be disappointed if they let me down.
Okay.
Very disappointed. In fact, I'll never visit again if they let me down.
Well, there we go. Are we just napping just on the outrights then?
Yeah, I think 11-10 is decent enough to nap. You know, it's the right side of evens. So yeah. Let's go for it.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, we brought you a 9.5-1 winning treble with the naps last week. If you think that you want to go in with us again, Billy Painter 23-10 anytime York Hartlepool, Charlton plus a goal away at Derby, and Northampton at home to Exeter returns 15.63-1. So it would be very nice indeed. But all three bets have got some sound logic behind them. They all seem, you know how sometimes you look at a treble, you go, "Oh, there's one there that looks a bit dodgy." They all seem, you know, based on decent grounds and good prices as well.
Mm, there's always one you feel a little bit uneasy about. I always find when forming a treble, which is why I often then revert back to the double and wish I'd stuck with my initial instincts. But no, I think that sounds a decent treble. Yeah, I think you're definitely onto something. And I think Charlton looked very good last weekend in the Championship. So yeah, fingers crossed. It's not my third of the treble that lets us down, but. I fancy Northampton to win. I think that was an excellent win against Blackpool midweek. Admittedly, we were pretty shocking, but they do look a good side this year, and they'll be hoping to be certainly playoffs, possibly higher.
Mm. Okay, then. Great stuff, Jack. Pleasure talking to you once again. We'll catch up with you next Thursday ahead of next weekend's League One and League Two action. But until then, best luck with all of your bets, both to you and the listeners, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much. Speak to you next week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.